Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Today I wanted to mention, not really hadith, but tafsir. Now Surah Adiyat, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, wal 'adiyati dhabha fal muriyati qadha fal mughirati subha. Now this surah, the commentators say it's speaking about horses. And so wal 'adiyati dhabha, the racing horses that are panting, and فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَ is and they the sparks that they produce, the producers of sparks, let's say, because of their hoofs. How so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing here horses racing and charging and fight. Basically, it's in jihad, in fighting. So when the Muslims used to use, of course, horses in their battles, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by these horses, because they are not like normal horses, right? A horse that is used to fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. Now, one of the great scholars, Ibn al-Arabi, who is a Maliki faqih, and he's like the alim, was the scholar of Andalus, and in his time, he mentions the tafsir of this ayah, and he says this ayah is talking about, first he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, swore by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim. So here he's saying, Yasin is one of the names of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he continues, he says, and he swore by his life, and so he says, by your life, indeed they are in their intoxication, wandering blindly, blinded. So bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, la'amruka innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahoon. And then he says, and he swore by his horse, and it's neighing, and it's dust, and the sparks of its hoofs. So here, according to Ibn al-Arabi, the Wal-Adiyat, this surah is referring to the horse of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in specific. So I wanted to mention this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not swear by anything paltry, anything petty. And he only swears by that which is great, by that which is amazing. And so even the horse of the Prophet ﷺ is great. And this is not by I am saying this, or this is someone who is a, this is Ibn al-Arabi, this is a faqih, this is a scholar of, of the highest calibers. So he's a faqih, and he is a Maliki faqih, and he is also a mufassir, a commentator on the Quran, and this was what he said. And so we have to recognize that, everything that was connected to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and everything that was connected to him is great. His donkey is great, his horse is great, his donkey is great, his sandals were great, the dirt under his sandals was great. Because as I said here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's swearing by his horse and the neighing of his horse and the dirt, the dust that the horse gives off when it races forward. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of these things were amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to revere him as we ought to. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.